Awesome. Welcome. Well, you can have a seat. It's exciting to be here. Now, you might see that it's a little bit different. We've got a table on stage. Who's noticed that it's a little bit different? It's funny. It's like there's a proportion of us that notices that something's different, and then there's a small proportion of us who don't. Not as observant. But the reason we got the table here this morning is, we're going to share the vision. And what I'm really excited about is, as we've been talking about this as a team, it's been around a table. And I love that thought that it's been around a table and we've been talking about, you know, what is God doing? What's that direction God's taking us on? What are the things that he wants to speak into our lives this year? And it's been around a table. So we thought, why don't we bring the table here? And we're going to share it around a table this morning. And what I love is, if we just go to our vision statement, what I love is that the vision transforming lives together hasn't changed. That's what we're always going to be about. That's what God has placed on our hearts. That's the direction he's taking us on. And this morning, what we want to do is just like we've been preaching over the last few weeks about new era. You know, it's a new era for our church. It's a new era for each one of us. What is that new thing that God is doing in our life? What, you know, looking for what is God calling us to this morning, we just want to share what does that mean for transforming lives together. So I'm going to pass it to Pastor Don.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jesse. It's absolutely awesome. Hey, listen, if you've not done the DNA course that we do, you've got to do it. There's booklets out there on the desk, but they've got in there one of our most important documents we have in the church. It's called The Church We See, okay? It's a vision that Julia and I referred to that we wrote 30 years ago now that we apply in every part of our life. It starts off with a great verse, Genesis 28:17. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And I really believe that I want this place to be that, where people get restored, healed, marriages come together, hope comes together, families come together. That's our vision right here, okay? There's another verse in there, Ephesians 3:20-21, and it's an amazing verse. It says, now to him who is able, that's the God we serve, okay? To him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or think. This is the importance of writing the vision and making it clear, which most people miss. If you write it down, I tell you, it gets the focus and the attention of God. There's not a house I've ever built that didn't have a plan to it first. I've built literally thousands of homes across this nation and in Australia. Every one of them had a plan first, written out, clear. You could follow that thing. And every one of them is now a reality of a home that people live in and families live in. Same with a vision. Write it down, pray over it. You have not because you ask not. Ask God to fulfill the vision and it will happen. It says, though it tarry, it will come to pass. Goes on to say, according to the power that is at work in us. Okay, there's power in this house. It's called the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's very active in living in our lives. Okay, we are Holy Spirit filled. Believe in the miraculous. Believe in the supernatural. Just see. We were singing that song and I was singing, that's just what I've been witnessing in Vietnam. Blind eyes opening, deaf ears hearing, deaf and dumb, mute speaking, lame legs being stretched out, cancers disappearing. Let's believe that it continue in every part of our lives in Jesus' name. It says, write the vision and make it plain that everyone, and we put down a imagine it, the church we see, it's full of life. Well, there's a lot of that here today. Fun and laughter, where the atmosphere is positive and uplifting. The presence of God inhabits worship, prayer, loving relationships. It's a place where people can belong before they believe. I think that's one of the most significant statements in our church we see, that we can belong, that you don't have to necessarily be where we are. You can come and join. No matter what your background, no matter what your pain, no matter what your difficulty, we love you and God loves you. And I think that's one of the most powerful things in this vision. And I want to encourage you in that. And I want to encourage you. We see churches at different locations like Singapore. We see passionate youth ministry connected with the cause. And that's what we really believe. Look at them right there. Give them a flippin' cheer on right now. We see business people resourcing and connecting with professional people. We see people filled with the Holy Spirit. filled with the Holy Spirit, believing for miracles, signs and wonders that will follow them when they believe. And I want to tell you right now, that's the church we are. And I want to encourage you in that today. And I want to say, let's go together. And you can get that. It's a whole document. Get it, read it. It's out there in little booklets and it's part of our DNA. And I would encourage you to be a part of the DNA on this 2020 vision as we see more clearly than we... I just want to thank God just for a moment for the incredible team we have. I just feel so confident in the team we have. Pastor Jesse on board is the exec pastor. Jesse and Kim, I should say, we've got to refer to that. Christy and Dave, Julia and myself. It's a great leadership team, and our leadership team is amazing with the pastors and the department leaders. And I want to really emphasize, I think our structure is better than ever before for going forward in leaps and bounds with what God's got for us and to unleash the power of the Holy Spirit, seeing clearly. I've just had a surgery on my eyes. I've got brand new eyes. I've got literally 20/20 vision. I just got told on Thursday, I literally have 20/20 vision. And I'm believing it's prophetic for the destiny and purpose that we run with right now. God bless you. Julia?
Thank you. And thank you, amazing people that have served and sacrificed your time and your finance to build this house, because without you, it wouldn't have happened. And part of the church we see... you need people, you need resource to do it. And we continued writing, well, how will this be done? And it's done through people that are fulfilling their passion within departments and their ministries. And so this is outworked through our youth ministry. And this is what we wrote about our youth ministry. It's passionate. It's living for the cause. It's reaching out to schools and universities, out to young people of every age and nationality. And when we look at our youth group, that is so good. And writing this 20 years ago, our children's church, fun and relevant, impacting. And the other week, I had a parent ring me, and there a little boy cried all the way home from church because he didn't want to leave Sunday school. And isn't that a great thing that our children feel like that? And what they're doing is they're partnering with you as parents. The values that you are bringing your children up in your home, we're cementing it. Help cement it with you. Business people, chaplaincy, resourcing and connecting with professional people, training, advising, consulting, motivating the business community. Practical ministries. We've seen a lot of this through our pastoral care with Pastor John, which is really his heart. He'd be out day and night helping people if he had the energy, I think. But in the hub, we've done car maintenance and we've done gardening and we've done different cooking, different things like that, where people could come in and they don't have to be part of this church. We can invite them in at that time. The church is a Holy Spirit place with a great attitude, infectious and enthusiastic. I think that's a good description of you, don't you? And if you're not, get filled with the Holy Spirit. It's that easy. The facility blesses, and there's much fun and laughter, and we see this so much. I love coming down on a Saturday when church isn't even open and that playground out there has children out there playing. And people, when you walk in, ask, what is this place? Because they feel something here. Isn't that amazing? God's presence is here. We're generous and kingdom-minded. We want to build God's church in this place, in this land. We want to see heaven on earth. Committed to pay the price without complaint. Well, I'd like to say that happens all the time, but we are human, and sometimes we do hear some complaints, but on a whole, you're amazing at sacrificing your time. One vision and many dreams. That you can come in here and you can join your dreams here and outwork your destiny for God.
Awesome. So cool.
And I really love that statement that was written right at the beginning, which is one vision but many dreams. And if we just go just to the next image here, transforming lives is the vision, but how does that come to life? And if we just look at the next one here, it says a community where people discover purpose in Jesus. And that's what we're about. We're about a community. You know, we're always going to have programs where you can connect. We're always going to have programs where people can come and grow. Where people, you know, like each one of us gets an opportunity to serve, to lead. I love that. One vision, but many dreams. Because who knows that transforming lives together is just a dream unless all of us get involved, right? And that's what I love. One vision, but many dreams. And if we jump into the next slide here, I've been loving Acts 2. I think I've read Acts 2 maybe 50, maybe even 60 times in the last couple of months, and that's no exaggeration. And what I love about Acts chapter 2 is, you know, we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, it's a new era for us, and how do we kind of have a look at the direction we're going. And some of you might remember that the other week I was talking about driving, you know, golf driving with the golf club. You know, some of you might have been a little bit worried that I was about to drive a ball into the crowd, which I didn't. But I had the driver there. And one of the most important things in golf is to be clear on the direction that you're hitting that ball, because who knows, it might be a percentage out here, but it might end up in the rough. It might end up probably on another fairway if you're not looking at the direction. So what we want to talk about this morning is, I love Acts 2 because it helps us remember the direction. And listen to this. This is, you know, Jesus has come. Jesus has preached what it is to live in the kingdom of God. Jesus, we know, you know, because we know the end from the beginning here, Jesus died and rose again that we may have life, life to the full, that we could be set free, that we could be healed. And then we come to a place where we see the early church, the followers of Jesus beginning to come together. And I think there's some incredible keys here. And it says this: they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They loved the word of God. And to fellowship. They loved community. To the breaking of bread. And to prayer. And for all the Bible nerds out here, I love this. Prayer. Not only does it mean earnest prayer, not that I'm just going to throw a couple of words up to God and hope that something happens, but earnestly praying. But it also means prayer outside the synagogue. And what I love about that is if we think that the hour and a half that we do on Sunday is it, we've totally missed the boat on what God wants to do in our world. Getting there and praying, coming together and praying and wanting to see God move. It goes on to say, everyone was filled with awe and many wonders and miraculous signs were done. Yes. Who knows that miracles are for 2020? Not just first century, it's for 2020. I'm excited about the miracles that are taking place right now and the miracles that are going to take place. It goes on to say that all the believers were together, had everything in common. And if we skip a few verses, because we're going to be preaching this over the next couple of weeks, it says, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And what I love about this passage is it's so much richer than just coming together for a service once a week and then going out into our normal lives. It was so much more compelling to see a group of believers together who were getting into the Word, who were fellowshipping, who ate together, who prayed together, who were seeing miracles. And it says that they were together and had everything in common. And what I love about this, if we go to the next slide, is when you look at the Greek, it literally is the word echo. And what I love about this thought is transform lives. I mean, what it looks like to be transformed echoes. There's a ripple effect. One life touches another life, and that echoes. It's a sound that touches another life. And that sound begins to repeat. And what we see is transforming lives together. And I love that thought. It's so powerful that your life being transformed by God speaks volumes. And not just one, but where two or more are gathered, speaks volumes. When we come together, it speaks volumes, whether it's a Sunday, whether it's a prayer meeting, whether it's eating and fellowshipping together, whether it's even just doing a working bee, it speaks volumes. And so what we want to talk about this morning is, as we move forward, 2020 and beyond, what does the echo of Inspire look like? What does the echo look like? Because there's one vision but many dreams. And you might be sitting out this morning and you've got a dream and you'll be able to go, man, that's that echo. It's like, how can we bring that to life? So if we just look at our echo, and what I love about this is Singapore has exactly the same statements we're going through, the same echo. And what I love about that is it means that it doesn't matter who you meet, what event you go to, even if you went to Singapore or New Zealand, it's the same heart. And so the first echo here is this. It is pursue God and love people. And what I love about that is when Jesus was asked, what is the most important commandment? He said it's an and, not an either or. He said it's to love God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength and love others as yourself. And what I love about these statements is, you know that statement, belong before you believe? You know, we've been preaching that for years, and I love that that's part of our culture. And what I want and I believe is that these statements would become part of what we do. So pursue God and love people. And so anything we do is an and. It's not an either or. Whether it's a Sunday, we're going to pursue God and we're going to love people that come. Whether it's our I group, we're going to pursue God together, but we're going to love people. Whether it's a meeting that we have, and I love, we had a meeting the other day and we're talking about an event and programs, but also there's an element of how are you going? And, you know, we all know that sometimes we've got challenges and things in our lives, but it's a how are you going and can we pray for that? It's not just a meeting. It's not an either or, it's an and.
Okay, our next value here is surrounded in prayer. Prayer should be our first response, not our last resort. And this is, we should surround everything we do in prayer before we do it. You know, prayer and worship prepares a seat that God can come and sit on. And that's a cool thing. Whatever problem we're facing, whatever meeting we're going to, if we prepare a seat that God can come in and sit with us, how greater that is. And I just picked up this verse in out of Psalm 91. And this is a reminder to us all. He who dwells in the secret place, in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you. I love this. He shall cover you with His feathers. And under His wings you shall take refuge. That's like a feather duna coming down over the top of you, keeping you warm and protected. You know, we've got to invite God in. If you don't ask, you won't receive. And so everything we are doing, we're going to start with prayer. And I encourage you in your daily walk, start it with prayer and your day will change. And maybe you have an opportunity in your meetings wherever you are. Start it with prayer and ask for God to come in and give you wisdom and peace. And it's amazing how those meetings and those things, especially if you're dealing with conflict, how it will just diffuse every situation and God's love and His peace can come in there. So I surround you. encourage you, every department, whatever you do, your eye groups, every small group meeting, start it with prayer. Ask God's presence to come in and for Him to come, because we need His relationship. We need His peace. Amen.
I think it's me now. We are better together. Part of our vision statement for 2020, and this has been right from the day dot. You'll notice the beautiful pieces of art. There's better together, okay, right there. We are better together. How many agree with that? And that's a by yourself. Even the Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. I think together it's amazing what we can accomplish. And I want to thank you for being together with us to this start. But let's believe in this next phase, in this next era, in this era where 2020, as together we go into prayer, into victory, into believing for the miraculous, into believing for what God can do in our community. Already we're planning great outreaches into our local community that are going to bring every person from this area, this work area we're in right here, into this house. So together we are far better. And I don't know if we sometimes believe that, because sometimes we go to start a meeting and it's amazing to me. It's always amazed me from day dot. Together you've got power. When we get together to pray, man, it opens up heaven. The Bible even says two are better than one. It says one will activate. I mean, when two get together in agreement, the impossible becomes possible. This is Bible, guys. When two get together. So when we're all together, the atmosphere shifts into a place of expectation of the miraculous. And yet it amazes me at times when people dawdle in, on even on a Sunday morning service, even on a prayer meeting night, and they kind of come in halfway through it, and we're sort of not together in our initial kickoff. Listen, when the team gets together on the field, they're all out there, the 15 are out there, the guys are on the sideline ready to sponsor in if they need to. If someone drops dead in the middle of the prayer meeting, they're ready to go. But sometimes that's not the case. And I don't know about you, but I'm serious about it. I believe that we've got to see more of the miraculous, more of the power of God. And so if we want to see it, I believe together, it's like Jesse just read out of Acts chapter 2, they echoed everything in common. It was an echo of their lives. It was together. It was the same statement. It was the same belief. It was the same passion, the same heart. And let's believe that in 2020, we launch ourselves into this next decade believing that we're better together and we're going to accomplish the impossible in Jesus' name. Come on, I want to see more miracles. You need more miracles. We need more people moving into houses, like Dave and Christy just got their miracle this weekend. But we need more people, Rob and Emay, getting a house that they've desired for solar. Write the vision, make it plain. Let's get together and agree that a miracle can happen. And let's turn up together, push through together, give together, and echo together. Are you with me? Because we can't do it alone. Just us three can't do it. But we're together, man. We can move mountains.
And what I also love about that is when you think about we are better together, there's a beauty in when, I guess, people who are diverse come together. There's a beauty in that unity. It's like we don't have to all be the same. I mean, it would be scary if everybody was Alex Webster down the back on lights. Be scary if we're all, you know, our youth pastors aren't, or even myself, Pastor Don or Julia. I love the fact we're all different. Yeah. And I love the fact that that means that, you know, whatever we put our hand to as we join with God in what we're doing is beautiful and it's better. It's not just good, it's great. You know, in the office the other day, Pastor Julia mentioned this thought of, it's like the bounce. It's like someone might have an idea and then it bounces off and it becomes so much better and so much bigger. You know, one example Pastor Don mentioned and I completely forgot. Who likes the art that we've got? You know what's cool? It started off as an idea and it became even better. It started off with, let's do some art in the foyer for New Era. Then suddenly there's a little mural on the wall over there, if you guys have a look. And then for each of our echo statements, there's a piece of art done by someone in our church. So I love Pursue God and Love People. Emma Thomas did that one. We've got Surrounded in Prayer. Anna Ferguson did that. We Are Better Together. Emma Thomas did that because she's an overachiever. Just jokes. And then the last one, the beautiful one my wife did, which is our church. is beyond Sundays, which I want to talk about now. I think this is the most important statement after pursue God and love people. And that's because sometimes, you know, even myself, I get so caught up in Sunday because we've got the event and the things we need to do. And it's the great reminder that church and what God is wanting to do in our world is so much bigger than that. It's about the conversations around the water cooler. It's about the conversations around the dinner table. It's about the meeting new people, and it's about the asking genuinely how somebody is and praying and going, God, open my eyes to an opportunity where someone can have a God encounter. And I know Pastor Don's going to mention, like, you know, some of the missions things we do, but I love that missions is so much bigger than the traditional way we think about it. Like, for me, I think about the art that we do, and we've got some awesome plans about content that we're going to create, where I go, you know, even someone scrolling on their phone is an opportunity to stop an autopilot and in that moment have a moment with God, where it might cause somebody to think about God differently or church differently. Because I would love to have more opportunities, like the other day when our account director at the print place, who decided to drop off the art, and I invited him into the auditorium, and his mind was blown. He didn't think church would look like this. I think he was expecting some pews and a stained glass window. And it was great to have a little conversation. I love more opportunities like that. But sometimes I know that those opportunities happen in someone's bedroom when they're live streaming something. I know that those opportunities can happen on the train when someone's scrolling through. And so I'm really excited for what God wants to do in our world in traditional and non-traditional ways.
Thank you, Jesse. Just on that, we're better together. That's why the three of us are sitting here as a representation of putting this vision together. None of this, honestly, gone are the days when I go up on a flipping mountain and spend 3 months there trying to get a word from God for the vision of 2020. Teams get together and make a great vision and things go forward. It's all about being better together. And as we dream together and perform together, and we've just been to Vietnam talking about the churches beyond Sundays, never ever get yourself locked into that it's an hour and a half here. It's got to be beyond that. Paul and I have just been into Vietnam. We've seen blind eyes open, legs getting length, and cripples walking, blind and deaf hearing. It's unbelievable. Now, I'm going to say this because a lot of people don't believe in miraculous today. Churches beyond Sundays, I would recommend, hey, sacrifice a little bit. Get on a missions trip. Go see what God can do. If it ain't happening in your life, get in a place where it is happening and ignite that flame in your life. Come with us on this next one. We've just been offered the stadium in Kamau, 50,000 people going to get healed, delivered, and set free. Why don't you make a booking right now? Instead of going on that goofy flipping Malaysian tour with a tourist group, that flipping westernized, selfish holiday, come on a missions tour and ignite some faith in your life and get a miracle or two happening around you. Lay hands on the sick and see them. It's beyond Sundays, guys. It's not just about here. It's at the supermarket. Laying hands on someone. It's us inviting our neighborhood. We're about to do an outreach. We're inviting the whole neighborhood into church this year, and it's doing stuff beyond the now. Amen?
Awesome. And just the last slide. I love this thought that there's actually a place for you. You know, it's not just the exec team, it's not just the head of departments and maybe those who already serve on team. This is about any one of us. Because if you are, you know, you've got the body of Christ, right? We're all called to be the body of Christ. I love that that thought of a body where there's fingers and there's hands and there's eyes and there's mouths and there's legs and there's torsos to be able to move things and all of that. And the body of Christ, we're all diverse and we've all got a function to play. But I love the thought within local church. So there is the body of Christ, but there's your local church where there is a call on that. And the call on Inspire is to inspire people. It wasn't a mistake giving it the name Inspire. The call on this place is to inspire people, whether it's like we've talked about a little moment, mini moment during the week, or whether it's inspiring on a Sunday or an outreach event. It is to inspire somebody towards God, that they would take that next step towards God. And the incredible thing is, being a part of this house means that is on you guys too. That God is anointing each one of us to play a part in that. Whether your fingers on a hand, whether your mouth, maybe you just feel like you're the torso helping move things around, or legs, whatever that is. God has gifted each one of us. God has given us talents, each one of us. Maybe it's, I love Pastor Sharon, we were talking about this the other day. It's like, who feels like an introvert? That's a funny thing for me to even ask, to put your hand up. Who feels like an extrovert? I'm waiting for this, but that's all right. But what I loved is Sharon was talking about, you know, even as an introvert, sometimes it's just looking for someone who looks just as awkward as I feel to go over and say hi. And I love that. I love that. It's not just like if you're all big and bubbly. It's just sometimes it's just looking for someone as awkward as you feel to go say hi, to connect. There's a place for you. It's not just a few people making this happen. Anybody can join and make this happen and join with what God wants to do. And I just want to hand back to Pastor Don, because we want to pray and we want to seal what God is going to do this year.
Just before all that starts, we say that we need to surround it in prayer. So one of the first initiatives we're going to have this year is on Tuesday morning between 9:30 and 11 o'clock, we're opening up and we're going to call this the prayer room. And so anybody who needs prayer for anything in their life, and don't think, oh, my prayer need is too small, God answers prayer. So we're opening this altar up every Tuesday morning between 9:30 and 11. Pastor Tricia will be down here and some of the team will be joining her. And we're going to pray with you. Now, sometimes a miracle happens straight away and we love that, don't we? But sometimes we have to walk through it and we have to stand together and we have to believe together in prayer. And this is an opportunity where you can come down here and we can pray, the team can pray with you and believe. And if it takes a month, it takes a year, we're going to stand with you until that miracle comes. Amen. Now, it might be physical in your body, it might be financial, it might be emotional. Whatever your need is, please come and we'd love to pray for you. You can bring people in your community. You know, like I so often would listen to people, they tell me their problems and I just say, can I just pray a blessing over you? And it sort of diffuses it and I can get in and pray for them. And, you know, that's the beginning of their journey. And, you know, we're all on a journey in our relationship with God to get closer to Him and living for Him as an example of one of His disciples on this earth. So we're all in that journey and it's without judgment. Whatever anybody is going through, if you need prayer, please come. Pastor Tricia will be leading the team. If you would like to join Pastor Tricia in prayer, please speak to her, because we all need to be under authority. Amen? We have to be careful who we let lay hands on people. And so even here on Sundays, you know, you have the opportunity to come here to the altar and get prayer, and one of our leaders will pray for you. Please don't go out and get random people you don't know praying for you. You just got to be careful. So if you would like to be on the team, you're very welcome. Come and see Pastor Tricia. If this becomes bigger, we'll take it into an evening or another day. But I think it's exciting because I want to see more miracles. I want to see great things happening. And this is a place where people that need hope, if you know anybody in your neighborhood that just needs hope and somebody and love in their life, bring them along. There's no judgment. We'll just love on them and pray with them. And hopefully they'll find a place called home, Inspire.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We pray that you would activate something in your life and shift your life towards Jesus. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, just click follow. We love you. Have a blessed week.